In this week's parsha, it talks about the Jewish people wanting to have meat. And they didn't have meat, they were complaining, etc. So one of the psukim says, Habasar odenu ben shineim. The meat was got between their teeth. So the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, that this is one of the source why we wait 6 hours or whatever amount you wait between meat and milk, is because really the prohibition is cooking meat and milk together and then eating when you cook it together. But just between meat and milk, the Torah doesn't really require to wait. But we're afraid that once you're going to start eating meat and milk too close together, then you'll come to cook it together and eat it together. So the Rambam's opinion is the reason why you have to wait is because we're afraid that meat is going to get stuck between your teeth, and then later on you'll have milk, and that will cause you to have them together eventually. And Rashi explains, no, because of the taste, that when you put meat into your mouth, the taste remains in your mouth, and then later on you'll have milk, and therefore eventually you'll come to cook them together, etc. So it's either because of the meat between your teeth, or because of the taste. And the poskim say that what if you chew, you have a hard piece of meat and you want to give it to a little child, so it's hard for him to chew. So you chew it first, and then you give it to him. So do you have to wait 6 hours? So the poskim say that if it's the reason of the meat between the teeth, so then there's the meat between the teeth. But if it's the taste, so since you spit it out, he won't have the problem of the taste. So we're machmir that if either reason applies, we wait 6 hours. So therefore, if you chewed the meat for your child and you spit it out, even though you didn't swallow it, you have to wait the 6 hours. This year, Purim was on Thursday. So usually, on Friday for lunch, I bring my wife home pizza. So what happened was, before I got a chance to bring the pizza, she ate some humantashen. And one of the humantashen she ate, instead of putting prunes in the humantashen or apricot, they put a piece of meat in the humantashen. So as soon as she saw his meat, she spit it out. So then she wanted to know whether she could eat the pizza when I brought home the pizza. So I thought that it should be okay because she spit it out, so there's no taste. And then also there's no meat between the teeth because she bit into the dough. She didn't bit into the piece of meat, so she'd be okay. Rav Bani was masking to this as well. And also we have so I told her she could eat the pizza. And then we hold also that not only meat you can't eat, but what if you have a piece of meat that was cooked with a potato? And now you're going to just eat the potato. Not the meat, just the potato. You also have to wait 6 hours. But that's and even though the mechaber is mekel, but the Yalkut Yossi says our minhag is even for Sfardim to be machmir. But if it's only a fleishik pot, if it's a meat pot, but there's no meat in there now, and you cook potatoes in the meat pot, then you don't have to wait the 6 hours. But if there was meat in the pot and potatoes in the pot, and then you just eat the potatoes, you still have to wait 6 hours.
There is also a scientific reason for that.
Yeah.
The stomach is acid in the stomach. When you eat the meat, goes over there, the acid dissolves the meat. If you put milk on it, when there is meat on the stomach, the milk neutralizes the acid.
Oh, wow.
And the meat stays in there. Now, when they say take milk first, when you take milk first, meat goes down and goes, because there is no meat over there, it goes, dissolves and goes fast.
Wow.
And then when you have the meat,
okay,
there is no, you don't put milk on the top of the meat to neutralize the acid that has to dissolve the meat. So that's why. Okay? That's
okay.
The scientific reason.
Okay, very good.